Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for iPad Today is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
Coming up, new apps on the block. It's not a boy band, I promise.
Plus, Time Inc. takes tablets seriously.
And send your photo booth pics to your friends in the mail. Snail mail.
Snail mail.
All that and building Roman roads on iPad Today.
iPad Today is brought to you by GoToMyPC. Staying mobile can be the key to success. With GoToMyPC, you can work from anywhere, anytime, right from your iPad. Visit GoToMyPC.com for your free 30-day trial. Promo code iPad. And don't forget to download the free app on the iTunes Store. And by Squarespace.com, the fast and easy way to create a high-quality website or blog. For a free trial and 10% off your new account for 6 months, go to Squarespace.com and use the offer code iPad today. And by Slingbox, who just turned your iPad into a television. Slingbox introduces its new iPad app, so now you can watch your home TV on your iPad anywhere you take it. Check it out at Best Buy or Slingbox.com. I just... Whoa!
Owie! What was that?
There was a big hand! The hand of God did that. So I just noticed in that open that we're still in the cottage doing the dance.
I know. Maybe we should update it.
No, it's fun.
It's a legacy.
It's a good old days thing, yeah.
Yeah.
Hello, Sarah Lane.
Hi, Leo.
How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Don't look at me like that. I mean,
sorry.
Give me the creeps.
All right.
So today on iPad Today, we're going to talk about new stuff.
Yeah, so we always do a theme. And as of late, I've been complaining, it's so hard to think of new themes. I feel like we've done everything. Every once in a while, there'll be this like great app dump that happens into the App Store.
Exactly what they want to call
it. Let me rephrase. Not a great app dump.
Apple takes an app dump.
It's a great.
And we get new programs.
There's an influx of wonderful apps just cleaning up the App Store.
It's
they don't really have anything to do with each other, though.
Right.
But they're worth talking about.
And there's a lot new. And you know, this got stimulated by Skype, of course.
Yeah.
It came and went and it came again.
That
and
was
it
big
is.
Story.
That's a huge story. So we're going to talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
But can I show you before we get to our apps?
Of course.
I think that we hadn't talked about this. Did you know that we actually use the iPad very heavily in production? I think my wire is too tight because I keep pulling my microphone off.
Yeah,
there, that's better.
I know better. That feeling.
Yeah. We use the iPad very heavily in production. Did you know that?
Well, I see them playing around with it, and it's actually my first-gen iPad from iPad Today.
Yeah, that's right.
That's what the
we asked you to bring it back.
Back at the TD.
And yeah, and I can use this in the studio.
Have you sold it yet?
Would you mind bringing that back?
It's not mine.
Would you mind bringing it back?
Yes.
So the thing is, we have in the studio not only 30 cameras, but many, many video inputs of all kinds.
Yes.
So the issue in the TriCaster, the wonderful thing that we use to do the switching, allows us to use any 8 of those video inputs at any given time. Plus, we have, you know, like the screen behind us here. We have screens all over the place, monitors. So we need a way of routing video throughout the studio. We purchased a thing from Blackmagic called, is it called a video hub? It's a video router. How many, John, is it? It's 72 in and 144 out. That means we could get 72 inputs, of which how many are we using? 40, 50?
Closer to 50.
50, say. We have a little room for growth. And then we have many, many outputs. But the way we control it is with the iPad. So let me launch this program. This is the program Blackmagic provides. These are the destinations. So these are the 8 TriCaster destinations. And these are sources. I imagine there's more, yeah, because we have 100 and whatever. So there's quite a few sources. So let's say, you know, right now, the living room corner camera 32, is in TriCaster 1. What are we looking at right now? What TriCaster switch is this right now? It's Leo's single. 5? So that's me right now. Is that it? Living room left? Which one is that?
Living room left, 5.
So I'm in living room left. Now watch. I can change this picture by saying, let's get the camera from, where should I get? Overhead from TNT. Look. Hi, guys. Whoa. let's get the other look, there's Chad.
Hey, Chad.
Oh, look, there's me. Look, so I am doing that all with the iPad by basically switching whatever input goes into this TriCaster output. This is an amazing control.
I don't want to say this because I don't want you to try, but if you wanted to, you could switch the show just from
I could
right
do it
here.
From here.
Yeah.
I could totally do it from here. So this is, I just think this is really cool. Blackmagic is a very good company that does amazing hardware. And the fact that they made this iPad app, I think you're going to see this all over the place. And we can actually carry it around on the floor. It's really good for people like Brent Bai from OceanStudio.com, who's doing our lighting and camera setup. He can just carry this around and say, well, let me see what that looks like. Okay, let me see what that looks like. It's real from anywhere on the floor. It's using Wi-Fi. Isn't that amazing? So I just wanted to show that. It's
like
not something
we're living in the future.
It's not something you would buy because it's a $15,000 video router. But the good news is the app is free.
Yeah. Don't you
so
love
So we
that?
Saved. Yeah.
Like all those shopping apps. Totally free app.
Wouldn't it
you
be
just
funny?
Have to buy the clothes.
If they charge you like $1.99 for the app, it'd be like, what? I paid 15 grand. No, yeah. They give you the app for free.
You get 15 switches per month. After that, it's going to cost you.
Isn't that neat? So I could switch all of these. I could actually switch the show from here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty neat. I think what we're seeing, what's kind of cool about the iPad is that there are so many professional uses, unique uses. And I don't want to toot my own horn, but I think that when I first saw the iPad in January of 2010, that was the thing that struck me, is that it's not just one thing, but there's going to be uses in a lot of different areas. And that's a very good example of a specialized use that this does something. We can do it on
this,
a computer. But
this goes against your whole, it's a consumption device.
Well,
it's very much a switching tool in this scenario.
I guess you're right. I mean, I'm not creating video with it, but I guess you're right.
Oh, you just give
in. All right, I'll give
just
you this.
Give in.
I'll give you this.
All right.
Consumption and control device. How about that?
Okay.
How about them apples?
I like them.
Sarah Lane, let's see some new stuff because I'm bored.
So we talked about Skype. You seem bored.
Yeah, I'm
all
so
talking,
bored.
You're
you know, let me
so
have some more
it.
Coffee and I'll just feel much better.
Oh, amazing. I just had four pieces of pizza, so I'm like, okay. Let's
I
get
told
this.
Sarah, she's getting chunky.
He said, you're getting chunky. And I said, should I have another piece of pizza? And he said, no. And I said, you know, just because you said that, I'm going to.
She's such a rebel.
Yeah. You know, you're not the boss of me. Actually, you are.
No, I'm not.
But not when it comes to pizza.
No, when it comes to pizza.
So we talked about Skype a little bit earlier in the show. It's awesome. I mean, it's Skype for iPad. It's Skype for iPhone has been around.
But now, unlike FaceTime, which we have on the iPad, which allows you to make video calls just like Skype, this works with 3G.
Yes.
That's huge.
So you take it wherever. I mean, it's.
Do you want to call me?
Yes, I
know I'm just across the room.
Yes, I do, but you have to log in first. I'm glad that you want me to call you because I'll show you the interface of Skype, and I want to be careful because I don't want to give away
that's the risk.
Anybody's screen names because people can get kind of weird about that. But this is my Skype. Once you've logged in, here's my little icon in the upper left. So it looks a lot like the Skype that you know.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't set up voicemail on my iPad, so a lot of the stuff doesn't come over from your desktop app. If I had Skype credits, it would show me what my credit is there. I haven't actually bought any in a while, so I don't have any credits. My profile is in this. Yeah,
it's a shame that you never gave me your Skype number. I have lots of people in my Skype, but not you.
Well, I don't think you and I have ever called each other. We always called each other from Skypeosaurus.
That's true.
So that's the problem.
Well, let me call you.
I will give you one guess. What
I know what it
my
is.
Username
I'm
is.
Just going to try. I know what I'm going to try.
Yeah. Give it a go.
Let me try to
see
if I can find you.
Right. Have you found me?
Search. No. I was using your chat handle.
No. Use my, it's my name, one word. Everybody call me.
Everybody call Sarah right now.
It's okay, I actually have it turned off to strangers, so it's not a big deal. It's kind of like my IM. But the deal is that we should have thought about this before the show. So we've been like,
that's the deal.
Let's call each other. I was like, I don't know how to do that without giving away someone's name. But you don't care, and I don't care.
How do I add you?
You know what's weird, actually?
Oh, maybe you'll be in iPad contacts already, because I probably...
You know what's really weird is that... For some reason, this
Oh, now I'm
view...
calling somebody I don't want to call. I'm calling Adrian Lamo, the hacker.
Well, yeah, he's...
Do you want to get him on the show?
Probably has something to say.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd love to. You know what's kind of strange is that Skype is actually acting really weird right now because when I was playing around with it when it first launched earlier in the week, it gave me... Oh, there you are.
Did you have the original...
Oh, it's Tom's calling me. So I'm just going to go ahead and talk to
Tom. Damn that Tom. He's always getting in on my action.
Oh, hey, Tom.
Hey, it's Tom Merritt.
Hi, Tom Merritt. Hi. You know what's really... this is so weird. Tom, why don't you...
Point the camera at yourself, Tom. Yeah. Try that. Okay.
He's actually like...
Yeah, he's new in this broadcasting thing.
Yeah. So you see me down in the bottom.
That's awesome.
Now, this is over
Wi-Fi, I could see.
This is over Wi-Fi, yeah. I have 3G turned off right now just so that we use our nice Wi-Fi.
It sounds like he's
Wi-Fi.
In the same room, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it's weird. What's weird is that...
Oh, well, go into portrait mode, Tom. Maybe that's the...
Oh, yeah, there he is.
Oh, God, I'm sick.
Isn't this pretty? Wow, it's like we haven't seen each other since yesterday at 7 p.m.
One concern I did have was the camera quality.
I'm gonna hang up on you, Tom. It's been really fun.
Tom, what were you...
Bye, Tom.
Oh, never mind. Were you using the front or the back camera? He was using the front-facing camera.
Well, that's what I'm using, too.
I guess you would, wouldn't you?
What's strange about this... now, random people are calling me. Thank you, random people. I will talk to you later. What's weird is that when I had launched Skype earlier in the week, it had given me the number pad, and it's very Skype-like. For some reason,
they changed it.
I'm in some sort of a weird view, or they've
changed it. No, I think they changed it. Remember, when they put it out initially...
This was after they had updated it.
Well, I'll show you a couple of things.
I'm in some sort of strange alternative view. All right,
I'll show you a couple of things.
iPad.
I'm in iPad context, which pulls it out of your phone book. Mm-hmm. But you can, and this is what I found earlier, is that you have all contacts, favorites, iPad contacts, online contacts. So these are people who are actually on Skype right now.
Oh, you know,
save phone numbers and Skype contacts. Now, if you go into,
you have to be into a contact.
Then you can get the pad and all
then
of that
in
stuff.
In the upper right hand corner, you can see that there's.
What's confusing is that they call this tags. Which I wouldn't call tags. I would call this maybe folders, something like that. Oh, I'm calling somebody else now.
Stop calling.
Stop that.
In any case, Skype for iPad is out. It's free.
You know who I'm calling?
People are pretty excited about it. Who?
I'm calling Julio.
Oh, Julio.
Because
Julio, who was
Ojeda
here,
Zapata, who wrote,
who was here
he
last
was here
week.
Last week. He's got the iPad book, iPad for Business.
Yeah, it's
just
on my
came
desk.
Out.
Actually.
New edition came out.
Yeah.
Would somebody bring us that book? Because Tom Merritt, you're not doing anything. Just like he's in the same room. Isn't
it
amazing?
Thanks, Tom. You're the best. iPad means business because sometimes it does.
So it's funny because I was calling him on Skype and there's his book. It just appeared.
iPad means, you know what? He has a really great URL. iPadmeans.biz.
Oh, that's good.
For the book name.
So
iPad means
Julio's
business.
An old friend.
Anybody
he writes.
Who's interested in business. There you go.
Yeah, he writes for the Minneapolis site, or rather the St. Paul Pioneer Press. And so. He's a great guy, and he's written a little book, and he wanted us to give him a plug. So there you go. There's the plug.
Thanks,
so
Julio.
Skype is new. Recommended if you use Skype already. It transfers over. I got all my my money that, you know, the credit that I have in the Skype account and everything automatically appears on here. So this is great.
You know, so one of the stories that I don't know if it made it into our TNT rundown, but it was a news story today. Vonage also has an iOS app. So it's not iPad specific. Works for the iPhone too, and of course, it's kind of got that pesky iPhone thing where it doesn't actually work in landscape mode, only in portrait. But it's this cool international app where once I log in and say that U.S. is my country of origin, mm-hmm. I can get like a 15-minute call to any country, pretty much any country in the entire world. 15-minute limits.
For free?
Well, there's a free trial.
That's pretty
good. But then the rates... vary from like $1.99 to $9.99 depending on where you're calling, but that is just VoIP. That's not video, obviously, because it's Vonage. But that's still really cool.
A free call.
Yeah.
You know, be careful if it's signing up for Vonage. I signed up for Vonage about 4 years ago, and I haven't been able to figure out how to cancel it ever since. So it's not easy to cancel online. You have to call them and go through some hoops.
Okay.
Just a word of warning.
If you're making a lot of international calls.
It's a good deal.
Yeah. And for some reason, if you're not interested in Skype or it's not working out
for
you.
Or Google Voice. There are a lot of other choices for making calls. But it's nice that that's on the iPad and iPhone.
Another really great new app on the block this week is something called Editions, which is made by AOL.
Now, what is this? Because I got confused because I saw the AOL.
Yeah. This is also... Okay, so I just want to say off the bat that I initially was very excited by Editions until I tried to use it in landscape mode, which is my preferred view.
It kind of looks like Flipboard a little bit.
It's you know, people call it a Flipboard competitor, but it's much more of a Zeit competitor. And we've talked about Zeit on the show in the past, where you help make it smarter by saying sort of thumbs up or thumbs down on a particular article, and you help give it, I would like to see more stories from this particular source. So let's go to my profile view. And by the way, I just want to mention that I tweeted in anger, you know, this is such a great app. I really like it. Looks awesome. But why don't you support landscape mode? This is just BS.
They responded
to you.
And
they wrote me back the same day and said, we're working on it. Thank you so much for the feedback. So it's like, I always got to give props to people who are listening. So that's fine. All right. So I'm going to go to my today's edition.
Dana Boyd said about that. She said it's fine for brands to watch people on Twitter, but it's a little creepy when they just respond because it's almost as if they were eavesdropping on a conversation and then they kind of jumped into the conversation and said, we're fixing that. But you liked having the response.
I think that's silly because if you're talking about a brand on Twitter and they're supposed to be interested in feedback, even if you don't at reply them directly, they should have like a vanity search so they know what the buzz is, what buzz is going on.
They should.
I appreciate it.
They should pay attention. So didn't find it, this tweet that came into you, feel like they were intruding on a conversation. No, because you know what the difference is? You were tweeting
feedback.
Publicly. You were saying publicly, hey, you know, I want this.
I said, hey, Sirlin, thanks.
Right. It wasn't like you were in a conversation with your Twitter followers.
If I was, I mean, I have a Sarah Lane search on Twitter, right. So I can see if someone mentions me without actually bringing me into the conversation. Depending on what they say, sometimes I jump right in.
Don't worry about the chunky thing, really. It's okay.
Well, I've started going to the gym more often.
You should have a Sarah Lane chunky search. Just kidding.
I am kidding.
You're not chunky.
Too much coffee.
I am chunky, and I had too much coffee.
Okay, so
moving
on.
This
is additions by AOL. So I'm back at
So you're not as crazy about it then as you would be if it were landscape.
I'm actually totally crazy about it. I think it's a really good app.
Where do they get the content?
Landscape mode. It's from everywhere, including a lot of AOL publications, but you can strip them out. That's just how it starts. And what I've done
That's not an ad for Kraft macaroni and cheese.
No,
on the
this
front?
Is actually a story in today's edition.
Okay.
So here's the deals that, and I've actually color coordinated my editions, so it's like purple and green.
That was your choice
by design.
Okay.
Yeah, you have other design choices. What it does that's really cool is that not only does it know where I am, I've chosen to geolocate me, so it gives me the weather and just kind of an overview. But it's also tied into my Facebook account. So you can see in I've got events that actually it's weird. I thought it was pulling from iCal, but it appears to be pulling from my Twit calendar. I'm not really sure how it's doing that.
How would it do that?
I don't know because I noticed that there was like a discrepancy on time and it was my Twit calendar. But I know, for example, coming up on Monday, my friend Laura, it's her birthday because that's Facebook information. And if I click on her name, then I have this nice little, it's not her birthday till Monday, so I'm not going to say happy birthday yet. But you know how you have to do that?
That's cool.
Happy birthday to everybody you know on Facebook or you're this rude person.
I always get there at like the end of the day and the person's already said thank you for all the nice wishes.
And then you have to say
and
it
I feel
and
weird
like,
oh yeah, me too.
And you have to somehow make them think that their update didn't.
Right.
Prompt you to.
It's very embarrassing. So you want to be the first thing in the morning.
Right. Exactly. And the nice thing.
That's what this program lets you do.
Yeah. Say happy birthday to your friends, among a few other things.
But you gave it permission. It didn't just kind of spontaneously scrape your
I gave
Facebook.
It permission to pull from Twitter and Facebook just to kind of get me.
I think that's cool. No, I always do that.
And then you've got a table of contents here. Now, what I've done is I've said right off the bat, and I've set up this to the point where you're just going to have to take my word for it. I pick top news, technology, business. It gives you an option at the beginning when you're just setting up your account. What kind of stuff are you interested in general? So it lets me know what's going on. There's top news that Kraft Foods is going to split into two. I had said, yeah, sure, give me top news. I might, after reading this article, if I go into the article now, you see that it is listed under a variety of tags, dollar, confectionery, revenue, Kraft Foods. I don't really care about Kraft Foods, not at least in this
app. It was
app.
On the front
so
cover.
I'm going to go ahead and X this and say, I don't want to see Kraft Foods type content specifically.
And they said, we're sorry.
In the future.
They had a little lightning cloud that said, oops, we're sorry.
No, they meant, we're sorry that we gave you this.
Yes.
We won't again.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And it comes from the Huffington Post.
Is it all AOL properties, the content?
Well, obviously, Huffington Post is a very obvious one, but no. Well, no.
So it's a mix.
It's AOL plus a lot of other stuff. But let's say I'm like, Huffington Post. God, I really hate them.
Or you can get
them.
Rid of the source, too.
I can say, I don't want to see anything from Huffington Post anymore.
Yeah.
So that's the idea is that it gets smarter as you move on. You can also – and the way that this is a little bit more, I think, like – average consumer who might like the AOL brand in general as compared to Zeit is you can send it to a variety of places, email, Twitter, Facebook. You can bookmark the article from within editions. was kind of like the Daily, where you bookmark stuff, but you don't really send it to Instapaper or whatever. Zeit has a lot more options. Evernote, Instapaper, Read It Later, variety of
stuff. I think that's important. I want to see at least Instapaper or Read It Later.
Yeah, this is, who knows? I mean, maybe they'll get there. They're not there yet. But in general, it's
pretty nice.
It's a nice app. Yeah, you
can, and it's free.
The article sections, it's free, and the folks behind editions, when you download it, say it will always be free. And then also, one more thing to mention is your delivery options. Think of this almost as, and this is going to bother some people, it's your morning paper delivered. What time do you get up in the morning? What time do you want your paper delivered? So I go into my delivery settings and I said 7:30 a.m. That's when I want this pushed to me.
It doesn't update all the time then. It only when you say to update.
It's a
That's
daily
odd.
Paper.
That's odd.
It's odd, but I think for a lot of people, you know, a lot of the stuff is not breaking news.
So what do you think, folks? Would you rather have something like Flipboard, which is always updating, so it's always the latest, or would you rather have something that you know at 7 o'clock or whatever time you set, mm-hmm. it updates, and it's going to be that way for the rest of the day? That's interesting.
You could update it again, but that's not really the point. The point is to say, yeah, update at 7:30, so it'll download behind the scenes, like as I'm waking up, and by the time I have my coffee done, I launch it.
AdCool says always updating. Ravenous. Maybe she's hungry, says always updating. Almost everybody says, then Infallible says both. Update it once a day, then give me a button to refresh it. That's an interesting point of view.
Well, they may actually.
But I think the web is about real time. So it's, you know, it almost seems like an old-fashioned way of looking at it. Now, I'm very excited. We're talking about new apps that just came out. And this is an app I've been waiting for a long time. Sephora finally has an app for me.
And, really?
Yeah.
Because you buy a lot of makeup.
I love Sephora.
Yeah.
of course, everybody knows Sephora is the wonderful makeup store.
It is.
Yeah.
Sephora is pretty awesome.
You know, actually, I remember taking Abby when she was really little to Times Square, to the Sephora store at Times Square.
Really?
And I think I started a lifelong habit because we can't walk by a Sephora store now without her going right in there. She loves them.
You know, I don't spend a lot of time in retail Sephora stores, even though I know that a lot of people do. And
best makeup.
I don't buy a lot of high-end stuff. And, well, the thing is that there's not one really near me, so I'm sort of like, unless I go down to Union Square and it's like this big shopping day and it's kind of a hassle.
Well, that's why.
The iPad app is amazing.
It comes to you.
So Sephora is kind of what you think it would be, where you can actually shop for any of the makeup that you would like to shop for via the app.
Abby, come here. Hey, Abby. I just want to prove to you that
she's actually here.
She's actually
right
out
now.
There.
She just happens to be running the front desk.
I'm just going
to
say, we're just going to do a test. If you could buy Sephora stuff on your iPad, would you do it?
Okay. Well, we'll see what she says. In the meantime, I'll show you what it looks like. This is where you shop.
So nail polish.
This is actually our home screen. So you're there's a variety of articles and YouTube videos. And
let's just do this is a unsolicited marketing test.
She had no idea we were about to do this. Oh, hello, Abby.
Would that be cool? Would you like that? She already has it on her iPhone.
It's
Sephora. You can buy online now. You don't have to go to the Sephora store. And
well, I buy Sephora online.
She just goes online all the time.
It's just an iPad app now.
Okay.
Yeah. Abby's like, it's cool, but I'm already doing this. Whatever, Dad.
Thanks, Abby. I just wanted to prove it. I wasn't making it up. Do you remember going to the Times Square Sephora store? They put glitter all over you?
Yeah,
she remembers that.
She enjoyed it.
She remembers that.
It was a good time.
Yeah.
here's why I wanted to talk about this, because I know a lot of people who are either male or not big makeup wearers in our audience.
I wear a lot of makeup.
Some males do wear makeup.
I put on makeup today,
actually. People who don't like makeup might not think that this is the right app for you. Got it. But there's actually a really neat feature called Virtual Mirror that I thought had not seen this before. It's really cool.
Oh.
So you launch it. So you're seeing it. This is using my front-facing camera to see a picture of me, which is really flattering, kind of underneath jack-o'-lantern look. And on the left-hand side, I've got all of these tutorials that I can choose from. So let's say I wanted to choose purple smoky eye how-to. Okay, so now I launch it.
Oh, that's neat.
Now,
they could tell you how to do purple smoky eyes.
Yeah, while I watch the video.
Oh, that's a great idea.
I can follow along. Yeah, I thought that was a
really neat
idea.
That. So it's almost like a lesson in the computer.
Exactly.
That's actually a great idea. I like that.
Yeah. I've watched a few of these. It's like you'd kind of have to watch it once and just get all your stuff prepared and then watch it again. I don't know why this video is having a hard time loading.
They have five-minute makeup how-tos.
Yeah. Stuff like that.
Smudge and shadow. Do smudge and shadow.
Are you going to do a little smudgy how-to?
Yeah.
There you go. See, yours was playing. I don't know why mine wasn't playing.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, so this is kind of an age. It's kind of a neat idea.
Whether you are a career woman and you are jet-setting all across the world, or you're a mom who has four kids, who your kids are your world, a five-minute makeup is truly going to save you time.
That is true.
It will really help you accentuate the features.
I look kind of sweaty here. I wonder if they have one for de-sweating.
It doesn't matter if you have 5 minutes. It can look like you spent hours.
This is neat. I really like that idea.
I think that's great. I think more interactive tutorials will start popping up. This is the first place that I've seen one.
I love it that it uses the camera.
Exactly. And again, if you're not into makeup, hey, Sephora is probably not your dream app, but you've got to know somebody. Maybe they're not really techie, but they have an iPad and they're trying to figure out ways to get excited about the sort of thing. This is the fun place to spend some time. So definitely recommend it to somebody who's
into it. What's this beauty report? Because it's 34 megabytes, this summer beauty report 2011.
You know what it is? It's a catalog.
So it's downloading the catalog.
Yeah, but it's more interactive.
So the shopping, if you do shopping otherwise, pulls you to the website.
Yes.
But the catalog, if you have it, you'll have it on the computer, and then you can do all that stuff.
Just looking at pictures of women who are much more beautiful than me, I can click on her makeup and find out exactly what was used on her face.
Got it.
Et cetera.
Don't you love this? There's a social aspect to this too. You could see people's beauty tweets.
Yeah. And it's just kind of getting started. There's a social
tab where you
see any time. Yeah, there's beauty related tweets and
top,
articles.
Top news, daily
and
obsession.
Articles that they're pulling in from a variety of sources online. I think that this area needs a little bit more
I thought this
participation.
Was nice. It says, Happy Friday, we think you are beautiful.
Well, thank you,
nice?
Sephora.
Yeah. This is kind of small letters. You could have written that bigger. You got see all this space?
Yeah.
You could just fill the screen up with, you are beautiful.
Well, see, I think that's because that might be an area for tweets, and they just haven't
there just
tweeted
was
much.
No tweet.
Yeah,
got it.
I think it's almost like a Flipboard setup, but it's not quite ready for prime time. And finally, just really quick, I just wanted to mention My Habit by Amazon. Amber and I actually talked about this.
Wait a minute. Come on. What is your habit?
A lot of pretty girls. Well, my habit is shopping. Or it used to be when I had money.
So this is another Amazon shopping app?
Yeah, that's the thing about Amazon has gone iPad crazy. They've got Window Shop. They've got Kindle app. They've got something called My Habit Now, which is the flash sales phenomenon.
Ah.
Where you have 8 hours to buy these shoes that are 70% off.
It's like Gilt. Okay,
exactly like Gilt. Or Jet Setter or a variety of other things. Or Fab. I like it a lot.
Is it mostly designer stuff?
It's.
I see they got Keds for men.
Right. Yeah, I'm actually looking at it's funny. We were talking about it on the social hour. People were like, this is all women's stuff. Yeah.
No, there's some men's stuff, it looks like.
There's men's stuff and there's stuff for kids. It's kind of general categories.
Juicy Couture.
As you can see, sold out. You're like, sold out? That's because I should have bought these Red Wagon Baby Boy onesies earlier in the morning. Juicy Couture girls. But yeah, Amazon is, we'll have to do a whole theme coming up on Amazon iPad apps that are not branded Amazon. They've got all sorts of, sometimes it's not like they're trying to pretend that they didn't make the app, but there's not a lot of Amazon branding, which is just, it's kind of just an interesting approach.
You know, we've talked about why these things like My Habit and Gilt exist is because brand name retailers and mostly designers don't want to look like they're clearing out stuff.
Yeah.
So they need an outlet. So what they do is you've only got 20 hours to buy these Haute Couture shoes. It looks exciting. It doesn't look like they're dumping them, but that's really what they're doing. And the other company that does this, and we've talked about this before, is Rue La La. And I'm a Rue La La member. They also have an iPad app. So if you're into that stuff, Gilt probably does as well. I think
They have a nice one, actually. I actually think that Gilt's iPad app, which is the same one that they use for Jet Setter, and then they've got Gilt City and Gilt Taste is their newest adventure into the food world. Those are kind of the best-looking apps still because they've got different views for everything, and it just works really nicely.
Hey, we're always looking for suggestions for great stuff for our iPad Today show. If you've got an app you like or a category you'd like us to cover, you could always email us.
That's true. Let's see. What's our email? iPadToday@twit.tv.
Pretty
That's
easy.
How you can get a hold of us. Yep. And if you're watching us live, thanks.
Good on you.
It's good to see you. But if you're not, you can always watch us on demand. That's the beauty of the show. You can watch live if you can. But if you can't, just go to twit.tv/IPT. I was about to say iPad Today at twit. That's not right.
No.
That's our email address. Twit.tv/IPT, which is...
there it is.
That's where you can see all of our old shows. Episode 56. Ooh, that was a good one. Just last week.
New website coming soon, by the way. I look at the site, and it feels like the old days, right? We need to update the site.
The site looks like the cottage.
Yeah, we've updated our look, so we really need to update the site. We actually are doing that. A great company out of Vancouver, ImageX Media, is working on that. I missed the call yesterday because I was in jury duty.
Yeah, you were.
I was.
You were, and you don't know if you're dismissed yet.
No, I have to go back again tomorrow.
Off. They take Thursdays off in court
every
Sonoma County?
Well, each court takes one day off a week to do the business of the court. And so it rotates. So this court is Thursday.
It's been a really long time since I was called.
I am proud to be... I want to say... I know people say you should get out of it. And everybody says, how do you get out of it? I don't want to get out of it. I am proud to do this. I think it's an important thing to do.
Well, it is your duty, after all.
And when I get arrested, who do you want on your jury after you commit that murder you're planning? You want people who are not trying to get out of jury duty.
Right, because they'll just be like, guilty, innocent, I don't care, I just want to go.
That's right. This is the logic that really powers all of the Twit Network.
It's frightening. It is.
iPad Today is brought to you by our good friends at GoToMyPC from Citrix. I love GoToMyPC. I use it all the time. It allows you to go on vacation, but still stay in touch. In fact, you could do this right now. Mac or PC, put GoToMyPC on your computer. GoToMyPC.com. And then as you head out for vacation, bring your iPad with you, and you can use the free GoToMyPC app to access your computer at work. We are a nation on the go, whether it's for work or pleasure. You always want to stay in touch, and GoToMyPC by Citrix lets you work wherever you want, wherever you'll be the most productive. You can go home early, sit by the pool, get some work done. You never come back to a full inbox because you've cleared it on the way using your iPad and GoToMyPC. So try it free right now. Visit the website, GoToMyPC.com. There it is. Look at that. And click the orange Try It Free button. There you go, Chad. Okay. And then enter the offer code iPad right there. Just one word, IPAD. That's it.
IPAD.
You do have to spell it correctly or you won't get the credit.
Right.
And 30 days free. I think you're going to love it. GoToMyPC.com from Citrix. It's the key to staying mobile, the key to success. I use it almost all the time. Now, let us move along with the news of the...
With the news.
Of the iPad world.
They're drinking back there, I think.
Once again, Tom
Merritt. It's almost Friday. Why not start drinking today? Yeah, so Time Inc., they have gone tablet crazy.
This is amazing.
Yeah, so Time has certain titles that are already in the iOS
App Store.
They
were one of the first magazines to be on the iPad, but you had to buy it $4.99 an edition. Now they've got, how many magazines on there?
Well, they're adding 17 new titles.
Wow.
But not only to the iOS Store, which is interesting, also the Android Marketplace, HP's Store. Noticeably absent is anything Playbook related.
No RIM.
Yeah.
And no Windows Mobile either.
No. Well.
It makes sense though. If you hit Android and iOS, you're hitting like 90% of the smartphone users.
Yeah, most people, at least right now. That'll make a lot of people happy because I hear from Android folks and for whatever reason, people who aren't using iPads or iOS in general. Gosh, it's so annoying when Instagram just doesn't get their act together and we can't participate.
I think it was me who said that, actually.
Well,
you're
the voice of many.
Was it you who told me that you were talking to Kevin Systrom? And he says, Leo doesn't use Instagram anymore.
That's actually, yes. Yeah. I did tell you that last week.
And it's because I don't have an iPhone.
It's because you don't have an iPhone. Yeah. But you can use a variety of desktop apps because you have a Mac. But anyway... That's neither here nor there. The point is that Time is like, we hear you guys. We're not going to close off everything if you don't have an iPad. But for those of us who have iPads, and that's most of us because that's what the show's about, it's really it's good news. And they say everything Time related. So we're talking like People Magazine, Entertainment Weekly.
That's amazing.
Real simple. Everything that's under the Time Inc. umbrella will be on tablets by the end of the year, which is that's great. Good for them.
They're smart. I mean, I think it's really the future. People don't buy. I mean, I guess people will still always buy things like People Magazine because, you know, you get it up for the airplane, you leave it on the airplane. But I think it's smart for them to offer iPad versions. You know, we talked about this last week. The New Yorker is doing really well on the iPad. 20,000 new subscribers on the iPad alone.
Exactly.
So that's pretty good.
I also think that not only are they smart, but it's like they kind of have to do
this. There's no choice.
Because they know eventually people are just, unless it's like that impulse newsstand thing at the checkout counter, they're just going to be less and less people actually buying these physical copies. When's the last time you bought a People magazine? I mean, I see them at my gym and I'll pick them up and flip through, but it's like, I'm not going to buy that.
But on an iPad,
I might impulse buy it.
I am going to bet that they still sell the majority of People magazine, Us magazine, magazines like that at the grocery store where they put them right at the checkout line. And I know that's when I buy it.
Right.
Because, oh.
She go, Sandra Bullock spotted in
what the heck's
Hollywood.
Going on there? And so I plunk that down because I'm going to. I swear, that's.
You know what I actually do?
What?
I see the headline and I'm like, let me look at D-Listed or Perez Hilton.
You're kidding.
Yeah. It's like.
Wow.
Well,
you're the reason
what
magazines
mean,
are dying.
I'm kidding. Yes. You know, tabloids are online too.
Wow. Yeah. I think that's interesting that you don't buy the magazine.
It's almost
you
like being
online.
In a bookstore and going, this book looks awesome. I'm going to go to Amazon when
it's
I
your
get
fault.
Home.
It's your fault.
Yep. I have ruined everything.
We're heading to the cloud, folks. In fact, iCloud is now in beta for developers.
Yeah.
I think this is pretty. This is if you're going to do apps. And you know how it looks pretty nice on the iPad. I'm wondering, I would imagine that the apps that they do on iCloud will work on the it's going to work on the iOS, right?
Yeah. The whole story with iCloud is
that was evil. You just pulled that up on a Windows XP device.
You know, there's the article underneath that, Chad, actually has some.
Chad, are you using Windows XP?
Some screenshots. Yeah, if you just. Yeah, it's weird. I don't know. Hey, they're the TD. They can do whatever they want. If you scroll down on this page, Chad, it'll show a variety of screenshots that
MP we think there's going to be a word processor. We think that there's going to be calendaring, of course. There's MG himself.
Yeah, well, this was his dev account.
This is his TechCrunch.
Pulled a bunch of stuff.
He's a dev. See, I'm not a dev on iCloud, so I don't know.
Yeah.
Find my iPhone. We know about that, but the interesting thing is that we think there's going to be things like spreadsheets, word processors.
Well, there are. In fact, he has screenshots.
Does he have pictures?
Stuff. What's really cool is like,
there's pages.
So let's.
There's Keynote.
For example, and those are three apps that were a big deal when the iPad came out. Those were Apple, Keynote, Pages, and Numbers are their big kind of get things done office.
Well, the question is,
apps.
Will they be standalone apps on iCloud or will they interface with the app that you have already on the iPad? I mean, they've already told us we're going to have some kind. You know, it's like the old iWork site where you could upload your Pages documents or your Keynote documents, share them, access them. Or is all of the functionality of Pages and Keynote going to be available through the web? That would be very interesting.
I think it's the latter.
You think it's the latter?
Yeah, and I think that they're going to sync. If you change something in Keynote on the iPad, then it's going to be changed in the cloud.
That would be very cool. That was the big question
mark. If that isn't the way that it's set up, then I'll be disappointed because that's one of the big draws.
Well, and they're competing against Google Docs and Microsoft's Office 365. All this stuff is online now. So
exactly.
That's what you need to do, I think, if you're going to
compete. You know, Leo, it's interesting that you mentioned The New Yorker.
I am a fan.
I am a fan, too. I have forced myself to get used to reading The New Yorker in iPad mode, and it took a little while for it to get comfortable for me because you're swiping and this and that. But now I don't even... I don't know.
I think we talked about it on Twit. Sarah was on Twit with MG. We did a couples Twit. It was really fun.
No, beards versus bangs.
Beards versus bangs.
Not couples.
And one of the things that we talked about was that there's this guilt-inducing effect of the New Yorker print edition.
Yes.
Because you get this stack. You can never read it all. Same thing with things like the Sunday Times.
We actually didn't talk about this on Twit. It must have been a different Sunday.
No. I talked about this with somebody.
I agree that there's guilt involved. National Geographic, same thing.
But for some reason, getting those magazines on the iPad and just reading selective articles, it doesn't induce the same amount of guilt. It's there. You can read it when you want.
Well,
I have become a big fan of The New Yorker online, on the iPad. I just think it's fantastic.
You know what and me too, but you know, something that I didn't realize I had were these iPad and web-only special editions.
There's a Talk of the Town. There's a baseball edition.
I'm really happy about these. There's one all about digital stuff.
Yeah, a lot of Ken Auletta articles on there.
I'll go to my home screen. Sorry, I don't know why I have such a problem keeping this
straight. Now, if you're already a print subscriber, this is all free to you, and I am, of course. And so that's really nice. Now, these are articles that appeared in the print edition before, but they've compiled them.
Exactly.
For instance, the Talk of the Town, it's one of my favorite parts of The New Yorker, those little blurbs at the beginning. They're very chatty, very catty. Mm-hmm. They've compiled a whole bunch of them from several years.
And it's a special edition, but it is, as a print subscriber, not something that you can get.
Only on the iPad?
You can only get it here. So, like, for example, the Digital Revolution, I'll go ahead and open this and I'll go back
to... This is well worth getting.
Yeah, the homepage. This is all a variety of articles that I'll go past the ad here. Hello, ad. You notice that they sometimes make it hard to scroll
sticky.
Past the
Isn't
ad.
That a little
These
mean?
Are all stuff that really applies to us.
B-Tree's asking if they give access to the Cartoon Bank. You don't get the Cartoon Bank access, but there is a nice feature. When you get the New Yorker on the iPad, there's a button to read just the cartoons.
Right. Each new edition, it's like...
read all the cartoons
first.
You just
get through those first. Or don't even go past those if you don't want to.
I love that part.
But yeah, I wanted to mention the New Yorker special editions, of which there are, I think... There's four that
they've been
I
doing
have.
A lot Ballpark, lately. The they've done a couple Revolution. New ones, yeah.
Yeah, so if you've already got that, you might not notice. It's on your home screen with all of the additions, but you might not notice that you have them.
Right.
I hadn't for a while, and I was like, "What is this at the ballpark?" I don't remember that being the cover of a New Yorker, and it's actually just a special edition that's all about baseball.
LG is saying in a chat room that he or she's not fond of the New Yorker app. I agree, the app could be better, but it's better than the last thing they did, which was basically a PDF of the New Yorker. They're getting there. But I agree. Condé Nast has to work a little bit on their apps. We're starting to see better.
What don't you like about it? Because I like it a lot.
You saw how a little difficulty navigating it. It's not immediately obvious.
Mm-hmm.
I think it gets in the way a little bit. The interface gets in the way a little bit. I'm kind of with LG on that. At least we can read them, search them. They're all there. If you're a New Yorker fan, I think it's a boon.
I also think you just have to give it a little time. It's a new wave.
Well, mine's crashed, by the way, and
your New Yorker crashed.
Yeah, it crashed. I have to, I guess, uninstall it and reinstall it. Watch.
What?
I can only. Yeah, I don't know why, but okay. So I see this Jared Lanier. Watch. Uh-huh. It's just going to crash in a minute. Yep.
Oh, I've not gotten that.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I think I have to uninstall it.
Have
reinstall
you updated
it.
Recently? Because
oh
it's
yeah,
kind of.
I update all the time.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Mm, interesting.
I think it has to do with the data store. I don't know, but I'm gonna now have to download all those magazines.
I kind of feel like getting used to apps that you really want to like because you like the information.
That's exactly
it's,
right.
It's almost like you know you listen to a new album by a band you really like, and you're like. I don't like this album as much as the last one. But then you listen to it five times, it starts growing on you, and then you're like, ah, I love this album. It's the best one yet. It's just different.
I think I would compare it more to Stockholm Syndrome. You're held hostage by the app, and eventually you learn to love it, even though
like,
it doesn't love you.
App, are you happy? I want you to be happy.
Exactly.
What can I do
to make you happy?
That's creepy.
This show brought to you by our good friends at Squarespace, the secret behind exceptional websites, sarahlane.com, Squarespace site, inside.twit.tv, Squarespace site. One of the things I like about Squarespace is it's hosting plus software. It's the best hosting out there. People are always saying, what's a good web host? It's very hard to find a web host, and then you have to find the software, download it, install it, get it working, keep it secure, always mm-hmm. do the updates, and then you can blog or post your content or post your pictures. Squarespace, no, it's not like that. Go to squarespace.com right now. Click the big green try it free button. You're done. You supply a name, an email address, a password. You're ready to go. That's it. No installation, no security updates. It's all done for you with the best hosting out there. Their iPad app is to die for. Great stats. You can moderate. You could post. Of course, they import from all the APIs, movable type, TypePad, WordPress, Blogger. So if you've got an existing site, just comes right in, including all the links, all the pictures, all the comments. You never lose. And you can export it out, too, so you're never trapped. Try
that's
it
how you know a company's confident.
Yeah, they're that's
like,
right.
You don't like it? You can export
no
it right
problem.
Out and go somewhere else.
Data liberation, baby. Mm-hmm. The Google style. there's a blog module. There is a form builder. There's the Flickr photo display, the Twitter widget, the RSS widget. Built-in search engine optimization. I could go on and on. The thing to do is to really just go to squarespace.com and do that free trial. Try it. You'll see how stable and speedy and easy to use and beautiful it is. If you decide to buy, we do have a special deal for you.
We do.
You need to use the offer code iPadToday and the number 8. That's all one word, no spaces.
And people probably are like, wasn't it just 7?
Well, it's August.
Yeah,
it's
so it corresponds to the months
yeah.
of the year. So
yeah,
we're in month 8,
yeah.
so it's iPadToday 8.
iPadToday 8. That's so they know what month you heard it on.
Right.
iPadToday 8.
The people at Squarespace are paying attention.
They are.
We need your help.
Thank goodness that they're paying attention.
yeah.
So if you like this show and you want to try Squarespace, use our offer code and you'll get 10% off for the first 6 months of your brand new site. Squarespace.com. Try it free if you decide to buy iPad today and the number 8.
We got an email from, now I don't know, anonymous. I don't think he was anonymous to begin with, but for some reason I didn't actually copy and paste your name over. I'm very sorry. But he had a suggestion for an iPad today stand. Now, I had mentioned last week that we got 40 million recommendations for the best stand ever.
And I see you have a new one.
Well, this is the one, remember, that you... It was in a box, and then you couldn't find
it. Oh, we found it.
This is it.
It's made out of wood. It's actually quite beautiful.
It's actually really nice. And
is that what you? I think you think that's the one you're going to use. Well, now, is this somebody made it for us, or do they sell them?
I don't know. They sent it to you.
It just came. We don't know.
Just put this in front
Whoever
of me
sent us that, thank you.
Yes, thank you very much. This is
we don't know.
Is there a name? There's like no signage on it at all.
Liz is going to look for the box.
Probably the box.
Yeah.
In the meantime, one of our nice viewers, and obviously we can't highlight everybody who sent in suggestions, but somebody did send in a suggestion for something called the Butler Stand. Chad, there's a link if you want to bring that up.
It's holding it.
Which I thought was nice because it kind of had this silver thing going on. If you click on that Alu 4 stand.
Ooh, it's aluminium.
That could kind of look nice on our set.
What is that at the bottom? Is that pedals? What is that?
Well, no, that's just showing you the back of where the iPad
is. I see. Okay.
So I thought that one was kind of nice.
Yeah, iPad Shop has all those things.
Yeah.
Oh, pretty. I get it. Wow. It looks like a robot.
I'm not sure if it would be distracting because it's shiny.
Well, it's made in Germany, and you know the Germans make great stuff.
The problem with this is that I feel like it's like, what's that weird shadow thing?
The other thing is this gooseneck. So you can like...
Yeah, which I love. This is actually...
That's why you broke the other one.
I prefer this to that.
Here, we have... Here, Liz. Liz has the name of the person.
Thank you, Liz.
Jerry from Washington. Tohasket, Washington. Jerry Brightbill. Thank you, Jerry.
Thanks, Jerry.
So I guess he made it.
Seriously?
There was no note or anything, but... you know what? We have the best... viewers in the world.
Ever.
They're really nice. Thank
Jerry,
you, Jerry.
If you made this, we love it.
It looks like he did. It looks like it's handmade.
I love it. It's really nice.
You could sell them. I mean, that's sturdy. That's robust.
No, it's...
It's not made in Germany. It's made in Washington State.
And where was it? Muskeget? Tuskegee?
Tahasket. I believe.
Good stuff. Also, we got an email. You know how our Google Voice number is 757-504-IPAD?
Yeah.
Well, when we decided to do iPad Today, we were like, well, let's give people a number to call. And I wanted something that had iPad in it.
Right.
And that was literally the only number. I tried
a good number.
Different ways.
What's wrong with that? It's our area code.
Exactly. So Billy Forrest wrote in and said, I need to know, why did you choose the area code 757? I think it's in Virginia or something.
Oh, it's not 707. 757.
757.
Well, that's how it works
and
on
I
Google
said,
Voice.
Because I wanted to say iPad, and that's the choice I got. And he said... He wrote back and said, just so you know.
They actually came with this stuff.
Oh, we got information.
Oh, we got information about
it. I'll read you all about it.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Yeah. Go ahead.
You'll read me all about it?
Yeah, as soon as you're finished.
He says, just so you know, having a 757 area code makes you a gangsta. And I was like, what does that mean? It's the home of Pharrell, who's a producer and like music producer and rapper. Missy Misdemeanor Elliott.
Wow.
Timbaland.
Wow. So you represent... 757.
Plaxico Burress, who plays for the Jets.
Yeah.
Lawrence Taylor and Allen Iverson.
Wow.
And us.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And
so
Scott Farrell.
We're in with hip hop and sports figures.
Isn't that great?
That's, and there was just an accident. Although we are pretty gangsta, so thank you, Billy, who says not a gangsta at all, Forrest, for letting us know.
It's Tenasket, by the way.
Tenasket.
Which is where Jack Black is from.
Tenacity.
Yeah.
Jack Black.
Yeah.
Oh, Jack Black, not Jack White.
So Jerry, not Jack White.
Well, I'm like, Jack White is from Michigan.
He's such a rock and roller. So Jerry is a retired elementary school teacher, cancer survivor, and woodworker. He's been doing it since he was in sixth grade. He's enjoyed all of our shows for some time. In fact, he goes back to the screensavers.
Jerry.
He says, half the time, I don't understand what you're talking about, but I do enjoy listening to you talk. So he said, you asked for help on iPad Today. I took this as a challenge. It's made out of
oh, my gosh. He built this because we were looking for a stand?
He built it for us. Look at this. He's even got the instructions
on
how to use it. It's ebonized oak using India ink. That's how he made it dark.
It smelled like turpentine. It looked like India ink.
This is great. And he says his wife of 42 years was the elementary librarian and recently retired, also the webmaster. She had a blog going for the high school band while they were at Disneyland and invited down Main Street. Jack Black, whose parents live in Tenasket, gave them the money. It's tenasket.wednet.edu.
Well, Jerry, I really love this. That's so nice of you. I can't believe that you specially
that was
made
really
that
amazing
for us.
I'm glad
this is
we
all
found
I'm
this
going
letter.
To use. Yeah,
I'm absolutely. Glad we found the letter because and I apologize, Jerry, for giving it short shrift. But there he is, and that's really neat.
Well, Jerry, hopefully you learned a little something on this show. Sephora, for example.
Great for
all sorts of things. For if you, you know, just brighten it up.
Write the line.
Yeah,
and, you know,
or just kind of define
little
the
makeup
eyes
trip.
A little bit.
If you put a little bit of contour on either side of the nose, it'll narrow the bridge of the nose.
Yeah, but you have to be careful with that because I've tried.
It's like a
and then
a
you
knife
look
blade
like the Scarecrow. So just, you know, be easy with the knife blade, Jerry.
Just but a tip, fun. Jerry.
We got a thank you, Jerry. Thank you so much.
This is not, and you know what? This is gonna we're gonna use this from now on. That's
yeah.
it.
Well, now you have the crap one, and
that's
I have
only
the cool
fair.
One.
That's only fair, Jerry. Don't make us another one because I've already feel guilty.
Right. No.
But anybody else who wants to, you know, maybe aluminum, maybe I don't know, some buttons on the side, and it could be robotic.
You're giving Jerry some new ideas.
Glowing red eyes. No, not Jerry. He's already done his job. I just want to keep up
yes,
with the Sarah.
The next iPad stand to send to us is one with glowing red eyes. We will accept no substitutes. Okay, so we got some voicemails.
Go ahead.
Get right into it.
Please.
I'm just some voicemails.
I need a nap.
You're on a coffee.
Oh,
you've got the coffee crash. I told you.
Yeah.
I told you. Voicemail from Jose. He would like some tablet advice. Jose, take it away.
Hi, Leo and Sarah. This is Jose. I have enough money to buy either an iPad 2 or the Mitsubishi Thrive, and I just need some convincing on which one to get. I've been listening to you guys, but I'm still kind of shaky. You know, my concern is the flash issue, so it'd be great if you guys could maybe convince me to buy one or the other.
I'll convince
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Take
so,
it away.
You know, we have this great show all about Android. Jason Howell and Eileen Rivera.
And Ron Richards.
And Jason got the Thrive, very underwhelmed by it. It's thick, it's heavy, it's clunky. People often say, I want flash. You don't want flash. Flash, even on a Thrive or a dual-core Android tablet, yeah, it runs, but it doesn't run well. And I think Apple's done, in hindsight, a good thing by eliminating flash from the iPhone and the iPad, because more and more websites, even YouTube, which is was all flash, are moving towards solutions that work on iOS. I don't think that's a problem.
Well, you know, Adobe announced this week that they've got their new Edge project, which
right.
is it's like a HTML5 flash.
HTML5 is a future. It's a converter in a way.
Yeah.
But HTML5 is a future. That's what the iOS supports. It works better because of that. Apple was able to design the iPad and iPhone to be faster, use less power. They were able to eliminate support for things like Flash, and I think that that's all to the good. And I'm an Android fan. I use an Android phone.
You do.
I do not recommend an Android tablet. There's really only one tablet right now, and I think that's for the foreseeable future. It's going to be the iPad.
And even if for whatever reason, and you know, Veronica was talking on Sunday. She also had the Thrive and was like, it's not.
My favorite's
not enough.
Still the Samsung Galaxy 10-1 because it's iPad 2 size,
mm-hmm.
good battery life, but it's got too many quirks. It's just not. And frankly, Android on a tablet is just a little weird.
At least now.
Yeah.
And if it's, yeah, like Leo said, if it's flash that you're worried about.
Don't worry about that.
It's,
do you miss it?
We're in the...
You know,
sometimes I'm
Pottermore,
like, I can't
maybe.
Play the video. It does come up, but it doesn't come up often enough for me to think about it regularly,
right.
And I can only see it getting phased out. So, yeah. Jose, hopefully, I mean, you can see where our allegiance lies. But if you're worried about Flash, that's not a reason to get the Thrive.
I'm flattered.
You might be disappointed anyway.
I'm flattered that he would write to a show called iPad Today or call a show called iPad Today and say, what should I get?
Right.
But I think we're giving him objective advice. I think that right now is the right answer.
Sure. And you love Android. You want Android to succeed on tablets.
I do. It's
you
just not
You just
it's not
don't
there.
Have anything. You know,
There's
that we
no
can,
question in my mind.
We can argue about.
Yeah.
Eventually, when we've got a variety of Android tablets that are like really strong iPad competitors, we can have them on the show and do like a what's the best,
right.
But we're not ready yet. Weird video of the week. Many of you sent this video in among many of our colleagues here. Everyone was like, Sarah, have you seen this? Yes, I've seen it. Sarah, have you seen this? Yes.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. It's a video of a woman who has four iPads strapped to her head. Chad, you can go ahead and roll this video. And she's walking through Bryant Park. This is in New York City.
This was a promotional stunt.
Yeah, and it's like a yeah. You're
it's
like,
funny.
But here's the thing: is like that's not actually
her head.
No, those are just videos playing on iPads. That's right. Not actually her live.
They had her walk down this exact area with four cameras around her earlier in the day.
Yeah. And then sitting there. And then
it's nicely done. I mean, you can see the building.
She looks up every once in a while.
Yeah. This poor girl had to wear this thing.
Yeah, like she looks up and like looks at the run. But I watched this and this got a lot of attention just because it's weird. She looks like she has a pinhead too, so it's kind of unflattering for her.
Yeah, they should have made her head bigger.
But I watched it and I was like, I don't know. I've seen weirder.
You have, because you live in San Francisco.
Right. I mean, this is like, this is nothing.
So this was a promotion for Cosmo for Men.
Exactly. Well, so, and the what happens is, of course, everyone's just like, I don't know, what's going on?
Why is she doing that? And he tries to pick her up.
It kind of all looks a little staged to me, but finally somebody, ends up swiping on her and sees.
There you go.
Look at that. Yeah. And then it's all articles about sex. Yeah.
Right.
Which they always end up being.
It's all about Cosmo.
Boy, talk about a magazine I don't need to read on my iPad. Cosmopolitan. It's the same magazine every month. I already know those tricks, Cosmo. Be quiet.
But every man wants you to know them.
No, they don't. Have you ever read Cosmo?
Yeah, I have.
That's how you know it's crazy, because men are like, this is so wrong.
Yeah.
Nothing about this is true.
Yeah, don't do that to me.
Men do not
please
these things.
What are you doing? Stop it.
Please stop.
No.
This is not the way to do it. So thank you to everybody who sent in voicemails, emails, the weird iPad head video. It's eye weird.
It finally happened.
Yes, exactly. Finally. Strapped four iPads to her head and walked around in a park.
No, I was thinking it finally happened. Somebody disconnected my Slingbox account that I was stealing.
Oh, really?
The one I was stealing.
Well, while you try to get it set up, just want to remind you guys, write us, iPadToday@twit.tv. Send us a voicemail, 757-504-IPAD. That's also 4723 for those people who don't like me to spell things and numbers. I've heard your pleas. And if you want to send us videos, you can send us a video that you've seen online that you think would be right for the show, or a video of yourself asking a question, giving us a comment, some feedback, showing us some DIY project, whatever. Just try to keep it to 30 seconds or less, and we appreciate your feedback in advance.
We love it.
Somebody disconnected your Slingbox?
Not my one at home, because I'm not connected
because
to that.
Because you had
one.
Some like cool Slingbox account where
I was using their account.
Like their office Slingbox.
Yeah.
And someone kept probably is like, why?
And we got in this battle.
Getting switched to
Real I kept
Housewives.
Changing the channel. Yeah. That's all that's on Thursday afternoon.
Right. So on Bravo. Yeah, they just run marathons of Real Housewives.
That's just they run marathons. Yeah. So now they're like the only channel like they've broken this. So I guess I'm going to have to hook it up to my home account. I'll do that later. But you know what's going on here? This is what's so cool. I'm watching on the iPad via Wi-Fi. Mm-hmm. I'm watching a Slingbox. Now, what is a Slingbox? Okay, it's a small device, hardware device you bring home. Not expensive. You connect it to your DVR, your satellite box, your cable box, your DVD player, whatever input devices, video devices you have on your system. It's got pass-throughs, so you just connect it up. And then you plug it into the internet. Mm-hmm. Now, here's the beauty of this. Now, and you get a special login, so it's your account. Wherever you go on your iPad, your iPod Touch with Wi-Fi, your iPhone, your Android device, your Mac, your PC, you log into your Slingbox, and there's your home TV system. Beautiful. I mean, high quality, high def. You're watching it on the iPad. Now, I actually use it around the house.
Right.
Because it gives me access to my TV system around the house. But even, on the road, around town, wherever you are at the ball game, you want to watch instant replays, it's all there for you.
I think a lot of people think, okay, so I set it to Bravo.
No,
I leave my TV on and then I leave
the
house.
Yeah, that's a good point. No, you could change channels. You have access to your DVR. You can set DVR recordings. You can watch it again. So if you're
trapped. You packed your living room into a suitcase and went somewhere.
Yeah, it kind of is.
Yeah.
No additional fees either. So if you're going on vacation, you say, well, I don't want to miss my show. DVR at home before you leave, or even if you forget, you could DVR it on the road. Say, don't forget to record this, and then you can watch those shows at your leisure on your iPad. I mean, it really is awesome. The best thing to do is to see a demo. They have them at Best Buy. You can go to slingbox.com to find the Best Buy near you that has it, or just find out more at slingbox.com. I'm just a big fan. It is one of those things where if you talk to Slingbox owners, they will just go on and on. They'll rhapsodize about how cool it is. If you haven't tried it, try it today. Slingbox.com or at a Best Buy near you.
Leo.
And I'm going to have to call them and say, give me back my Slingbox. You know what was happening?
What?
I was watching their TV at other times. Oh, is it time?
It's time.
Hey, I got a special app cap
this
to
is
wear.
The serious part of
I got
show.
A special. So we have a visitor in the studio. What's your name? Tina's in studio. She's from Oregon.
You made
she's
this.
From Portland. She's or no, she's not from Oregon. You're from Massachusetts. She's from Northampton, but she was up at SoxCon. No, it's what do they call it? The Sox event. Sox Summit.
Sox Summit.
Which is a knitter's summit in Portland.
In Portland.
Yeah, in the same building as OSCON, the open source. And she made me this. But this is supremely geeky. You want to know why? Look at this hat. In Morse code, it spells out TWIT. In Morse code.
And it's our colors.
T, it's our colors. And binary.
Oh.
It's, oh, and it's a cute hat.
That's so
awesome. Isn't that
awesome.
Great? I'm loving this. So.
I love it. You know, yeah. I walked in. Leo was wearing it when he was eating lunch in the back kitchen. And I said, ooh, is that from Peru? And he goes,
it could be.
No.
It could be.
Actually,
no.
It's not.
It's not from Peru. It's from Tina.
Thank you, Tina.
SoxCon.
That's really neat. I can't believe you have the geekiest knitted anything.
Knitters like me. I don't know why it is, but they like me. And I get a lot of knitted stuff.
Well, we've talked about knitting communities on this show.
Ravelry. Are you a member of Ravelry?
What
yeah, of course.
Does this have to
yeah.
do with iPads?
I shouldn't have mentioned Ravelry online because I mentioned my mom is on Ravelry.
Yeah.
And she says now she's swamped with friends on Ravelry.
Oh, because they've figured it out.
Yep. Mrs. Laporte's on Ravelry.
So if you're like, why are you guys wearing these crazy hats? It's because it's AppCap Award time. And this is the part of the show where Leo and I both
Woo-hoo!
Pick one app that we love because we love it. And
you're going
to
mock
we
me.
We want you to love it too. I will mock you. But I'll start, so
okay.
you can mock me first.
All right.
My app cap of the week is something called Pop Booth. It's actually a couple weeks
Pot
old.
Pot Booth?
Pop.
Pop.
Pop. Yeah, so it's
Is
my,
it another photo booth app?
Yes.
We've
but
seen
this,
these.
But this one's cooler, and I'll show you why. Here, I'll even... That's a better view.
Sybil says I should be getting a 757 area code with this hat.
Totally.
I'm such a gangsta.
You are gangsta.
Can we...
You're a Morse gangsta.
That
could mean so many things. So this is Pop Booth. So the reason that this is different from all the other photo boothy type of apps is, first of all, okay, so I'll just take four pictures, and then I'll show you what I can do. Okay, so it'll count down 3, 2, 1.
Ooh, do you want me to be in that?
Chad, look at the iPad, not me.
No, we like looking at you. Oh, she's so cute.
Okay.
Oh,
so these
wow.
are the, you know, those are like really horrible pictures of me. So here's the photo strip. Now the reason that it should look like this, well, you see what I mean. That it's
you
horizontal
did it sideways.
Is because
yeah.
I did it sideways. So
yeah.
you have
That's
some
right.
options there.
That's okay.
Then you have some options to add some pretty simple filters, but they still kind of make it look fun. So it's a little bit of like that Instagram thing going on. I can go black and white, I can go vintage. Now at this point I can send it to Facebook. And once you link your account to Facebook, it'll post it right to your wall, or I can email it to somebody. But that's not really what this is for. What it's for is to print and ship this actual photo strip on photo paper.
It prints it?
Yeah, as if it was the regular little photo booth from the county fair.
And
that
it mails it to you?
And it mails it to you.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Or to the person that you want it mailed to.
That actually is pretty cool.
I could take these. I won't do this to you. But if I wanted to, yeah, I'd go print and ship.
Because there's no way when you do
and
these.
And at this point, oh no, that's my home address. Way to go, Sarah. I'll go ahead and cancel that out.
You'll be getting some visitors now.
That's okay. It's a secure building. It's fine. But I also check in there like 5 times a day. So if you want to
okay.
know where I live,
All right.
it's really easy.
All right.
But
I've been trying to find you, actually.
But that's the idea is that.
I'll be coming down later tonight.
Cool. Well, you can come over anytime. But you need to leave after like an hour. It's, you know, small doses.
I've been sleeping on your doorstep, actually.
In the settings area, here's. Is that you?
Yeah.
You were so, like, your beard was so much bushier and all of the malt liquor, you've cleaned up so much since then.
It's the hat.
One of Pop Booth's also really cool features that I love that will come up in the right situation is something called party mode. That what you when you turn it on.
We should have this for our party.
Yeah. Actually, we should.
And what happens?
For our party. What happens is that you buy credits ahead of time.
Okay, so this is because you do have to pay for these things to be printed and mailed. Obviously.
Yeah. So Chad, if you look at back
how much
at the
how much
again,
is it?
There you go. So for
Ooh, it's not cheap.
Yeah, exactly. Well, so it's. I mean, if you think about what they have to do
yeah.
as far as printing stuff
it's
out,
it's like $2.
A photo booth at like a bar now is like $4
right.
just for like a
so
little strip.
So 50 prints would be $135.
That's right. And then you get five free because it's some sort of promotional type thing. Okay. But what you do is you buy this stuff ahead of time. And then let's say, I don't know, a wedding or you know, some sort of an event where you want to control something.
You could be going around with your iPad.
You've got your iPad in a corner. It's mounted.
Oh,
it's
that's
ready
a
for
great idea.
And then all people do is they take their pictures.
And they press the button, enter their address.
Enter their address. And then at that point, it's not up to they will get an email, and then at a later time, they tell the app.
Oh, you don't even have to do that.
It.
Oh, that's great.
You don't do anything. You just basically buy something.
So they just
ahead
press a button and it takes the pictures, and then they'll get an email.
Exactly.
Love that.
For other people to have fun.
That's a great idea.
It's fun. Yeah,
we
I
like should do
this.
That.
This is actually becoming kind of a retro thing where.
Photo booth pictures?
Well, not just photo booth pictures, but sort of these internet-y, vintage-y photos, and everyone's always going, like, what are you going to do with those?
Hipstamatic and all that.
You can't even take them out of Instagram. Yeah, and hipstamatic and all that stuff. And now there's this.
I like it that they mail it to you.
This,
I think that's great.
Yeah.
So I'm wearing my skull cap because I feel like an ancient Roman.
Oh, boy.
No. Actually,
well, you match your shirt, which is pretty cool.
It does. This is really great. Tina just knew me so well. You think it's better with it down? Now I look like Gilligan. Hey, Skipper. I like time management games.
Well,
and I've talked about... Well, you don't, do you?
No. I'm saying, well... That sounds like something you would say.
I do.
That was the end of my sentence.
We were talking about new apps. This is new. This just came out. It's called Roads of Rome. And this is actually a little bit better than the other time management games like Save the Princess I've shown you before. It's a similar idea. You have to build roads as you go through Rome in different areas. But there's a little more strategy involved. In this case, I'm still on early levels. Of build a sawmill and build a road. You are a little Roman fella. And you have to do tasks. You have to collect, I can upgrade my camp, get one more worker, blah, blah, blah. So we just tap it, and it takes a little time. You have a certain amount of time to do this. That's what these time management programs are for. You have to do it before sunset.
You love the stress.
It's stressful. It adds to your stress, doesn't it?
Yeah.
There's something about it. It's perfect for an iPad because it's just a touch interface. Uh-huh. It's not a complex interface. You tap the things. See, he's finished building this. He's going to go back. Now I have two workers. One of them can go out here. One of them can go out here to gather berries. As they get back, you can do different things. They can drop down a tree. Oh, it's starting to rain. That's bad news. You see, the graphics are pretty good. And now I can build more of the road as we go. It's a fun game. You see, the clock is ticking down here. I've got the sawmill. I'm going to get that fallen tree out of here. Let's get that other guy over there. All right, maybe it's a stress inducer. But I just, for something, this is a little soothing for people like me. I don't know why it is. Roads of Rome, it's a couple of bucks.
$2.99.
And I got to get that swamp out of my way. Let's get some more berries while he's doing that. I've got two guys that can... As you go farther and farther, you can get more done.
You know, the company Real Lore, who makes this, makes a few other games, too, that, Leo, you probably know about, but other people...
They're a good company,
Farmania,
actually.
Farmania HD, Island Tribe.
Yep.
For an island.
You can see the graphics are good. It's pretty...
I was going to say, it's simple, but it's pretty nice.
It gets the job done, yeah.
Better to look in than we rule.
I don't play that anymore.
Well, I know.
You know, my mom told me the other day, why don't... You know, you saw what I did with my Rerule. If you go to my Wii Rule, where is it? Farming. I have a farming folder. If you go to my Wii Rule, I think I've made this pretty clear that I am no longer playing Wii Rule because, you know, what's-her-name complained... And she said you should close it down.
She said you're not letting people know that
you're not playing it anymore. See, now they've got – I can't keep up. There's all this new stuff, elven homes, grass patches, stones. I don't care. So I did what I thought would make it very obvious. I raptured everybody from my Wii Rule. So there's nobody here. My mom, like, digs around and finds stuff to buy. And she says, you never return – the stuff. See, she's bought all this stuff. I didn't even know because my guys all left. Wouldn't that be clear? The rapture. Wouldn't you know? Gone. It says gone fishing.
Maybe she's just like, that's a fun thing.
Now I have to go and do what I did here, which is clear it all out, sell it all, so there's nothing mom can buy.
Well, you know what, Leo? It's the responsible thing to do. You started this farm or kingdom.
I did.
And now you have to live with.
I'm going to write another one saying
disappointment that you'll bring.
I'm busy building. I'm busy building roads in Rome now, so don't bug me anymore.
That's
okay.
Right.
I've got other things to do now that are occupying my time.
Roads of Rome. it doesn't really look that much like Rome. But
well, it will. You see, there's a ruin.
You're just getting started.
I'm just getting started. I'm going to actually build Rome. Many people don't.
It wasn't built in a day.
Yes, that's right.
You were about to say
exactly
that.
Exactly right. No, that's good. You're
only
quick.
So many Rome jokes.
You're like this.
Ladies and gentlemen,
it's hard to believe, but we have come to the end of this show.
It is over.
It is a show, really, that never ends.
Please, if you've got feedback on our new set, we've tweaked the lighting a little bit since last week.
No, don't ask them for feedback.
What?
It's the way it is.
No, that's not true.
I spent a lot of money on this.
It sort of is. No. But we have to.
All right, give us feedback. We'll ignore you later.
Since last Thursday, things are a little bit different on the set.
We got nice stands.
I finally got an iPad stand that works really well for me.
Yeah.
And we've changed things around a little bit.
Thanks to this guy right here.
Exactly, Jerry.
Jerry's
the hero of the day.
Yep. By the way, did you know that you can adjust the height with that knob?
Okay. Yes, I did.
Good.
I didn't mention it, but
it's very nice.
It works really well. But yes, that's our program today. Thanks everybody for watching. That was iPad Today, episode 50.
God only knows.
57.
Yes.
So it's like your age.
We'll see you next time on iPad Today, chunky.